Jonathan Dyers was a loser boy from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
And that was Soul Booty, singing Johnny Mathias, Loser Boy from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, their recently rediscovered sleeper hit. Before that, we had some fun with Bubble 47 and Goat Funk. You're listening to 89.7, playing all the best music from the mid to late 90s. You know, I was having breakfast this morning, and I found myself thinking about something that I almost never do. And that was my spoon. The spoon that I was eating my cereal with. And it occurred to me that there are probably very few objects in the world that I interact with on such a regular basis as I do my spoon, or my cutlery in general. And I thought that's probably how it is for most of us. We probably use cutlery almost every day of our lives since we were a certain age, and yet have never really given it much attention. I mean, in our homes, we probably even have a special drawer that's been set aside for nothing but cutlery. Forks and knives and spoons and other things as well. Chopsticks, fondue forks, can openers. I mean, even can openers. People don't even agree whether they are cutlery or not. For me in my house growing up, they were. But for my brother, he didn't see things that way. He said they weren't. Well, what do you think? We want to hear from you and hear your stories about cutlery. How has cutlery impacted your life? Give us a call and let us know. We'd love to hear from you, not only if you've ever used cutlery, but if you've ever sold cutlery. Maybe you've worked at a department store or a discount kitchen shop or some sort of specialty cutlery mart, and you've sold something especially interesting, or you've had to field customer complaints about their cutlery. We'd like to hear your stories. Or maybe you've used cutlery, but for something other than what it was originally designed for. Maybe you've scraped something out of a drain with a fork, or you've used your knife to unlock the bathroom door. We want to hear from you. So give us a call at 977-339-44-00-22-444 and share with us your most memorable cutlery stories. In the meantime, we'll be enjoying these soothing sounds from Ronnie Danger and Friends.